Let's check Ag News on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Delos Yonke. Grain and soybean futures were higher last week, Friday to Friday. December corn gained 8.25 cents. March was up 7. January soybeans are up 55 cents. March was up 50.25. That's after more than 20 cent gains the week before. December wheat in Chicago was up 21.5. KC was up 23. At least part of the move higher over the past week was related to trade news. Meanwhile, though, the U.S. Senate voted to end the president's global tariffs, including that on China, sending the measure to the U.S. House, and the Supreme Court may eventually have the final word. Our Washington correspondent Matt Kay reports.
The Senate voted 51-47 to end Trump's declared national emergency in April to impose global and reciprocal tariffs, including on China and other major U.S. ag trading partners. Four Republicans joined all Democrats in voting yes. Finance Committee top Democrat Ron Wyden sponsored the joint resolution, which the House won't take up until next March, if then. Wyden.
Donald Trump's actions clearly go beyond what the law allows, which is why I'm urging passage of this bill to finally end the president's unlawful tariffs.
Finance Chair Mike Crapo argued the measure, on the heels of Trump's soybean deal with China and deals with other Asian nations, would upend Trump's ongoing efforts to break down trade barriers.
President Trump is saying these countries need to take down their tariff and their non-tariff barriers and deal with us in fair and free trade.
Crapo says long-running trade barriers haven't been addressed till now.
It's no secret that for decades, countries around the globe have raised tariff and non-tariff barriers against Americans and against American businesses and have raised the cost for Americans and American businesses without response by the United States.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments in two cases against the Trump tariffs this week to decide if he has emergency tariff authority under a 1977 law. For the RFD Radio Network, Matt Kay, Washington.
Thanks, Matt. The federal government shutdown is now in its second month and close to the longest all time. Meanwhile, though, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Ag Statistics Service on Friday said it will release several reports this month, including an always highly anticipated November crop report. Ag Statistics will release its crop production and world ag supply and demand estimates November 14, according to a post on its website. Originally scheduled for the 10th, it was unclear going into last week if it would be released at all because of the government shutdown. The report will have the first estimate of corn and soybean production since September. Also, the Ag Department said it will release a cattle on feed report on November 21, the Friday after the WASDE report. And congratulations to Blake Twinhoffel, American star in agribusiness, as well as Nevin Erbsen, American star in agricultural placement. Those awards were announced last week at the National FFA Convention and Expo in Indianapolis. Also, Delana Erbsen was a finalist in American Star in Agriscience. You can hear more from our Jim Taylor on RFD Illinois, heard on many of these same stations. Merit Auctions, your farmland and machinery auction company, looking to have a live or a virtual auction or a timed online event, call 833-273-9300. This is the RFD Radio Network.